Vito. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Feature, the Blue Beetle, is entitled Smashing the Restaurant Racket. There has sprung up in York City an organization called the Cosmopolitan Restaurant Owners Association. Its ostensible purpose is to protect restaurant owners and cafeteria owners from outlaw sit-down strikes. Its real purpose is to extract money from restaurant owners to line the pockets of a few politicians, racketeers, and dishonest union leaders. As our story opens, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the famous Blue Beetle, is discussing the racket with his friend and confidant, Dr. Franz, the chemist, in his laboratory back of the little apothecary shop.
You know, Doc, no racket could ever become strongly organized if businessmen weren't so easily intimidated by thugs and strong-arm men.
You're right, Danny. But then the Blue Beetle would be out of a job.
There'll always be crime and criminals for the Blue Beetle to track down.
Yes, unfortunately. Where are you going now, Danny?
Down to headquarters, meet Mannigan. He and I are doing a little pavement pounding today.
That doesn't mean a demotion, does it?
No. Mike complained to the chief that he was getting fat from riding around in the patrol car so much. So the chief told Mike to try a little footwork for a while. I said I'd take a trip with him.
Well, I'll bet he, too, will be into some new case before long.
No doubt. Well, so long, Doc. I'll see you later.
Well, I see Stacy's cafeteria is still being picketed.
Yes. They use non-union help?
Not that I know of. His head counterman belongs to Local 65. He's a friend of mine.
I'm going to question that picket. Hey, buddy. Doesn't Stacy hire union employees?
Yeah, but Local 56 don't recognize their local.
Well, what's the matter with their local?
Nothing, I guess. But our president says we got to get our men in Stacy's or up.
Aren't both locals recognized by the AFL or the CIO?
I don't know. All I know is I get $3 a day to walk up and down in front of Stacy's with the sign say, don't patronize Stacy's cafeteria.
Is Stacy a member of the Cosmopolitan Restaurant Owners Association?
Huh?
You heard me.
Well, listen, officer, I ain't supposed to know nothing about that. I got a family to support, and I need my job.
You're an accessory to a crime. You know that, don't you?
Well, what do you mean?
He means this Cosmopolitan Association is a crooked racket, and you're aiding them.
Listen, officer. There's a lot of us ain't in favor of some of the things that's done, but we ain't arguing with our bread and butter.
All right, give it on, boys.
Hey, you guys, what do you think you're doing?
Shut up, copper, I'll let you have it.
Else who?
Come on, Mike, let's round them up. There goes another one.
Here and here, stuck in the nose with a leader.
I got him.
Yeah? Well, how do you like this?
Oh. Drop that gun or I'll break your arm.
Hold him, Danny. You almost got me. I'll take care of the others.
Well, we got their leader anyhow, Danny.
Yes, I've got him handcuffed.
Yeah, you think you're smart, you coppers. Well, take me in and see how quick I can get out.
Take him in, Mannigan. I'm going to talk to Stacy.
Okay, Danny. I'll see you at headquarters. Come on, Mugger. I'll fingerprint you with me four knuckles.
Rather late. The damage has been done.
Yes, Mr. Stacy, the damage has been done.
It was done when the first restaurant owner signed up as a member of the CROA.
I don't know what you mean. You're not a member of the Cosmopolitan Restaurant Owners Association, are you?
No, and I won't join. He can't make me. Who's he?
Who, what?
Oh, never mind. I'm not talking.
Well, I admire your courage in refusing to join that crooked association. But you should carry your courage further. Tell the DA what you know.
Yes, and have my home bombed. Maybe my wife and children killed.
But the law will protect you.
Yeah. It protected me today, didn't it? Look there. Look. Look at my restaurant.
A few windows broken, some customers upset, yes. We captured the leader of the front.
He's on his way down to headquarters now.
And he'll be out on bail as quick as he gets there. You mark my words.
That may be true. But we're going to smash this racket eventually. So why don't you and some of the other restaurant owners tell who's behind this racket?
Not me, brother. Why don't you try to get into one of the workers' union meetings? Not all of the rank and file are loyal to their crooked leaders. You might learn a lot about how the racket works.
Say, that's a great idea. I'll do it. Thanks for the suggestion.
Don't thank me. You get some of the higher-ups, the politicians on the run. Then we'll talk, but not before. This may be a free country, but too many of the wrong kind of people are free.
Union card to get in here tonight. Lucky he just joined. Nobody knows him.
I understand.
Now, don't sing nothing. Just sit still and listen, or you'll get in Dutch.
All right.
All right, all right. The meeting will come to order. The treasurer will read his report.
Hey, there's a spy down here. He's a copper.
Why?
He sent me to...
Yeah.
others there. Help Lasker move the desk. Put some chairs on top of it.
You'd better beat it, Stacy. You better not be a witness to what's going to happen.
Yeah, out this way, Stacy. And keep your mouth shut or you'll get some of the same. Okay, Spikey's gone. What's next?
Bring some of those newspapers and pile them under the desk here and set fire to them.
Hey, but this whole building will burn. It'll go up in flames like a haystack.
Sure, and a blue beetle with it.
Okay. There you are, Spike.
And here she goes. Yeah, that's got it. Now, Mr. Blue Beetle, slide out of that one. You'll find the weather rather warm for July in that cloakroom. Come on, boys. Let's get going. We'll have to go out through the secret passage. The cops might blame us for this fire.
What will happen to the Blue Beetle? Will he be able to force his way out of his fiery prison before it is too late? Or will he perish in the flames before he can smash the restaurant racket? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Encounters the roof of an adjoining building. She is just regaining consciousness.
Oh! Where am I?
You're safe. You're on the roof of the building next to the one where I found you. The fireman will be here any minute.
The Blue Beetle?
Yes. You're Joan Mason. What were you doing in that building?
Trying to get some information from my newspaper about the restaurant racket.
Who locked you in that room?
Clyde Gibbons. He discovered me looking over some of the association's private papers and locked me in. Said he'd deal with me later.
You find out who was in back of this racket?
Yes, Randall S. Stanford.
Civic leader and road construction contractor?
Yes. He's been with some powerful politicians. They're planning to use the money they collect from the restaurant owners to buy votes in the coming election and to oust the president's administration.
Are you sure?
Possibly. I have some of the incriminating letters here in my bag.
That's great.
Hey, there's somebody on the roof there. Hello.
That's Officer Lanigan, one of the firemen.
You saved my life again, Blue Beetle. Can you be a habit? How can I ever repay you?
Keep those papers hidden until I give you the word. That will help me smash this restaurant right.
Hey there, are you all right?
Hey, that looks like the Blue Beetle.
It is the Blue Beetle.
Hello, Mannequin. Sorry I can't stay to help you. Take care of this girl here. She's worth a lot of money to the citizens of this city. Your accuser.